This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan, and my co-host today is Courtney Shields. Courtney is the host of the podcast Courtside with Courtney. She's also the founder of Dibs Beauty, which I know you've heard me talk about here on the podcast. I love their products. I think of her as a bit of a dating and relationship expert on TikTok and Instagram. I don't know if she'd agree with me on that, but she has almost 1 million followers on Instagram and 585,000 followers on TikTok. And I met her last year. We met to talk about Dibs, and we just kind of hit it off. Our backgrounds and our experience, and frankly, our personal style are totally different. But I think she's an expert at giving it to people straight without a lot of pretension, which is kind of my vibe too. And she gives really good advice without feeling patronizing. Plus, she makes a damn good beauty product. So going into this whole experiment with the guest co-host, I didn't think I was going to have any beauty founders be my guest co-hosts. A lot of the people you're going to be hearing from already and who you'll hear from in the future are journalists, authors, people like that. But I don't know. I thought it'd be fun to hang out with Courtney. I think you're going to enjoy hanging out with her as much as I do. And if you like what you hear, down in the episode description for this podcast, there's a link to the episode recap. Her accounts will be there, links through the products we mentioned, Dibs Beauty, and of course her podcast, Courtside with Courtney. All right, enough of the pre-intro. Let's get into it. Here's Courtney. Okay. Courtney, first, welcome to Fat Mascara. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Long time no see.
Yes. In fact, I have to tell you, so you were here in New York City last week. We caught up at your party. I have to tell you what happened on the sidewalk outside of your party after I left.
I'm dying to know.
So this couple is walking by and the girl says to the guy, like, what is going on in there? It looks like some crazy rich person's baby shower.
No.
Because first, that's because it was like evening.
No, I think it was because it was pink.
Yes. So Courtney had this fab party for Dibs Beauty and Electric Picks Jewelry, but you had asked guests to wear pink. And I would say like 60% of them did, right?
I would say even more maybe. I feel like there was different shades of pink, light pink, but it was definitely pretty dark in there. That place got crowded quick too.
It was bumping. There were espresso martinis. There were floral arrangements. So they weren't wrong, but I couldn't help but like interrupt them. So I went up to them and I was like, actually, I was just in that party. It's not a baby shower. I had no idea if they would what they would think of this, but I was like, it was Courtney Shields' party. And the girl stops me, goes, no way, Dibs?
No, she did not know.
She knew exactly who you were.
That is so funny.
And I said, how do you know? Yeah, how do you know Courtney? She goes, because I'm on the internet.
I love that. That's iconic. What a queen. So shout out to her.
Shout out to her, but I felt cool just for like having been in the aura of the party.
I love that you had the party's back too. You're like, no, it is not a baby shower. It was in fact a dibs party. Thank you.
I did have your parties back and it was fun. But just so people know, yes, we've met before. We met at that party. We had a lovely breakfast together and they've heard a million times me like talk about how much I love your products on this show. So when it was time to have a guest co-host, I was like, Courtney's got a podcast. Courtney has thoughts. Courtney should come on the show. And here you are.
I'm so honored and excited.
So as I was doing research for this, I realized, you know, when I saw you last, you were talking about putting content in buckets and balancing. And we started to have this conversation about balancing. And I was like, save it for the pod. Because you do so many things. She's a mom. She's a daughter. She's an entrepreneur. You're a singer.
You know, I used to be once upon a time.
I heard you on Spotify because I went and I was like, I can't believe she's also a musician. And then I listened to your track. When people ask you what you are, what do you say? Like, what do you do with your life?
I usually say I'm an entrepreneur and a content creator. And so I've been doing that for 10 years. And then that kept me quite busy. And so on top of that, I decided let's co-found and launch a brand that I'm now the chief creative officer of, Dibs, which is more than a full-time job on its own. So now I have basically two completely full-time jobs. And I thought, you know what? I'm not busy enough. So let's start a podcast. And I added that too. And then just like, I'm an overall human. So I also just like to work out and hang out with my friends and go shopping and stay active, do Pilates and cook and do all these other things that people do. And so I'm busy. And I think that at the end of the day, balance is kind of bullshit. I would like to strive to be as balanced as I can. But for me, that looks like pouring into all the buckets kind of simultaneously so that I don't skew so far one direction. I try to really have this amount of work and then I really put my phone away and try and do no phone time and have this really like great time with my daughter on the weekend and then really get to immerse myself in being a mom and being there and then running a business and I'm at a photo shoot and being there. And so I try to give things my attention in the moment and be really present. But I think for anyone to sit here and say that they have it all figured out, like I'd be lying. I don't.
But I feel like sometimes, I don't know, I'm not doing everything to the 100th percentile that I would want to be doing. Like, remember when you were a kid in school and all you had to worry about was like, go get this A on the test and like, or totally, whatever it was. And I was like, do any adults get to put 100% of their effort into just one thing? I don't think you do.
But I think that's like almost what leads to feeling like that lack of balance, I think. Because for me, if I were to put 100% of myself into work at all times, I would be slacking in other categories. Yeah. So I think I try to do that in spurts, right? Like I try to, on this podcast right now, I'm giving you 100% of my attention. I'm not thinking about anything else but being here right now. And then when I leave, I'll do the same thing with that. I think maybe it's just this trying to be present as best I can.
Yeah. Oh, you're compartmentalizing queen.
Yeah.
I
compartmentalize everything. That's how.
Well, you did call it buckets. So they're compartments in a way.
Totally. I think so. Because I think I would say there's two things that live like rent. Well, that's not true. There are things that live rent free in my brain, but it's almost like I'm operating and they're like this underlying thing that I'm always a little bit like ever present, but it's not consuming me. So I think it's finding out how to make those things on a little bit of like cruise control in your brain to where you're marinating on them, but they're not taking over your focus.
Yeah. If that were a skill I had, that would be amazing. I've heard like CEOs or whatever, and they talk about, oh, lucid dreaming, or when I'm asleep, I'm working on X problem, or like before I'm like, before there's coffee in me, my brain is literally like, maybe there's a clip of Beyonce Texas Hold'em playing over and over again. And that's like all that's going on in there.
Hey, what do you think of the song, by the way?
I'm not a country fan usually, but to me, it doesn't sound like country music, so I like it. I also think it's catchy as fuck.
It is catchy.
And then it ends on photo shoot. I just
like one of those clips. Okay, I'm obsessed with country. It's actually my favorite genre. And so maybe I
heard your song has a bit of country vibe.
It does. I need to make you maybe a country playlist and get you integrated.
Is it? I feel like with country music, correct me if I'm wrong, first of all, alcohol plays such a huge role in it. I feel like every song is about going to a bar or drinking whiskey with someone.
Yeah.
And then just crying about breakups. I just probably lost like half of our listeners, but am I wrong about this?
No, look, at the end of the day, though, if you think about pop songs, like, aren't they also just crying about breakups without a twang? I mean, there's this old joke that if you play a country song backwards, you get your girlfriend back, your car back, and your dog back. But it really is true.
And you're sober.
Yeah, and you're sober all of a sudden.
Yeah. No, I do like the song. What did you think? Do you like it?
I agree. I don't think it's country, but I do think it's catchy. It's an interesting play. It definitely feels like a play, but I think that a lot of country, the reason that people gravitate towards it is that I think it feels organic and like natural. And I think it's such a swerve for her that maybe it's going to take a little getting used to.
Not that she doesn't have those roots.
She can do everything.
Yeah. Are you a Texas girl? Like, you weren't born and raised there, right?
I was born in Manhattan, and then I was raised in Austin. My dad was in tech, so we moved here when I was, like, 2, and I grew up here. Like, I definitely identify as, like, an Austin girl, but I feel like my spirit is very New Yorker. But that was because my dad is born and raised in Brooklyn, grew up there for forever. My mom lived in Manhattan for 15 years. They had me and then moved to Austin for my dad's job.
So how does this Austin by way of New York vibes and your family and everything play into your beauty philosophy? I'm so curious. Like, do you identify with the New Yorker girly, or are you like, tease the hair, high, big eyes, big makeup, big everything, big Texas? Or am I completely generalizing? Set me straight.
You are generalizing, but you're not wrong at the same time. I think what's really funny is, so I was little, and when I was little, I was in a dance class. And I have a vivid memory. I remember going back to my mom and being like, Mom, all the other girls are wearing bright colors and flowers and leotards and huge bows in their hair. And I was in black tights, black leotard, slick back hair. My mom was just like, that's not our vibe. It's just not our vibe. And I think while I am equal parts color and neutral girl now, I'm in all neutrals today, but I love wearing color because I'm really into color theory. And I actually think, like, I know that I look best in high contrast things. So like this white, for example, reds, bright pinks, jewel tones. Like, so I feel most confident when I'm wearing a pop of color or like a solid black.
Are you a winter, Courtney?
So I actually had it done where the girl just gave me like special colors. I think it is a winter. Are you?
I am a winter.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was inspired to wear turquoise today because I was looking at some of your videos before we got online here, and I was just like, she always wears like a bright color, and I'm going to wear a bright color. I'm going to bring that for her.
And it's actually funny because I know that you're usually a neutral girly, and so I showed up for you in neutral.
Oh, see?
But my mom was like, no, we wear black on black. We wear leggings. And, you know, I didn't do like the big debutante balls. And so that's just not who I am. To my core, I do think I identify much more as a New Yorker, because it's how I was raised. I've got a lot of sass.
Mm-hmm. You tell it like it is.
For sure. But I also love being a Texas girl. I just don't think I am a huge Texas girl. Like, I grew up, everyone that I went to school with was blonde hair, blue-eyed, wearing all this color, and I roll in and I think I look like I'm from New York. So whenever I go back, I do sort of feel at home in a weird way.
I see. Well, some of the news that we're going to talk about this week, I was like, ooh, this has Texas vibes to it. I'm just teasing ahead here a little bit. So I wanted to get your take on them. I love that you're not bi-coastal. What do we call this? Like by Mason Dixon? No, that doesn't work. By South, by North?
I don't know. I'm not a direction girly, so I'm the last person to ask.
Okay. Well, you bring multiple like pieces of you to this podcast. So we're going to use all of them to help us get through it. Not that it's going to be something to get through. It's going to be fun. Before we get into all of that, though, I have to ask, I'd be remiss if I did not ask about Dibs. I know you have many babies at the Dibs brand. You know my favorite, the Desert Island Beauty Duo. She knew my shade. Last time you saw me, you were like 2.5 or whatever it was. I don't even know my shade. What's your favorite product from your line?
Definitely, I think it has to be the Duo, just because I can't do my makeup without it. I was in Colorado for a friend's birthday trip. I lost my entire suitcase. I was an idiot and I didn't carry on my makeup, which I do now. I'm like a big carry-on girl now. But I lost my entire makeup bag. I went to Ulta. They had nothing like Dibs in the whole store. And my makeup looked like shit. Like, I tried so hard. I was like, I'll use a foundation stick. I'll bronze. I'll contour this. Like, it just didn't hit the same. And so I would say the Duo for sure. But also, honestly, the Blush Topper. Do you have the Blush Toppers?
I haven't, because to me, a powder blush on top of a cream blush always feels like, okay, now we're getting extra.
Locks it in all day. And for me, it's eliminating the highlight. If you can see like the glow on the cheek, it's no highlight. It's just the Duo. And then I top it with our Blush Topper and Popstar. and it gives this really beautiful, what I call like a rolling glow on the cheek, locks it in. I don't have to touch it all day. So I think that like combo of those, and then the brush, like I can't do my makeup without the brush either. Double-sided, one side for powder, one side for cream. We were the first brand to ever do that. We talked about this at breakfast. We're all about being innovative and doing things that haven't been done before in a digestible way for the everyday person, I think, like not too complicated. But,
well, I think that's like the calling it a blush topper, because I get all cerebral on it and I'm like, this is a powder formula. It's used to set the, but no, like just tell people it's a blush topper and it does serve a different purpose than blush is what you're saying.
Yeah. I like to lock it in essentially, but I think the cool
thing
about,
so it locks in the color, but then adds a little bit of highlight.
It adds like a sheen and it doesn't emphasize texture. So many products that give you that glow emphasize your texture. And I feel like I'm...
This is why I don't love a lot of highlighters, because I'm like, cool, now I see every nook and cranny I didn't want to see.
Exactly. I'm 36 and I feel like I can't wear as much as I could without it looking makeup-y now. And I feel like that's one of those areas for me where here, like texture-wise, it doesn't emphasize anything. And that's hard to find for me.
Yeah. Fine. Now I'm a convert to the topper as well. I got to get my hands on that. I'm sure the products will come up again as we're talking, but I just wanted to get, that was a Jen personal question. Guess what? It's my podcast, so I'm allowed to ask. So there you go. Are you ready to go talk about some news and things like that?
Of course, let's do it.
Okay. I honestly, when I saw this news, I thought of you because you've become this dating advice guru online and on TikTok. And so apparently right now, we've seen for a while men getting comfortable wearing makeup. Great. Well, this Lunar New Year in China, which is a time of a lot of blind dates and going out and things like that, it's been reported that there's been a surge in men booking makeovers and makeup application for their blind dates. So I'm just going to give you a little quote here. This is from Taotiao News. They report that younger men are paying more attention to their appearance and are increasingly interested in having the makeovers. There's two sides to this in the commenters online, and I want to see where you fall on this. One half of the commenters are sort of like, and this was actually a female commenter. She was like, I think it's good. It shows men are starting to respect their dates. The other half of people are like, yeah, but what's going to happen on the second date? What's your thing? When you hear this, first of all, I get very like, why is this so sexist? We do this all the time as women. What was your take?
I am such a live and let live person, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever you want to do, go for it. Whatever, honestly. I actually just think whatever makes
you
happy.
No, I have seen you. No, that is not true. I have seen you with some guys. Like, this is like a, you called it the ick. Like,
Yeah, of course. But it's like, but here's the bifurcation there.
Okay.
You do you. Like, whatever you want to do doesn't have to be for me. So I think it's okay to say, like, live and let live and then have your own personal preferences. So for me, first of all, I don't think women can get duped by men wearing makeup. Like, come on, guys. We know what makeup looks like on. So, like, at the end of the day, I want concealer to cover up my under eyes. So if a guy wants to do that, by all means, live your best life. But I'm not going to be looking at him like, I wonder what he looks like. Like, I know what you look like without concealer. It's what I look like without concealer. So for me, it's like live and let live. Like, do your thing. Doesn't mean I don't have my own personal preferences. It just means I don't give a shit what you do. It's just like when a guy says he isn't like a girl that wears a lot of makeup. I would never date you if you don't want a girl that wears makeup, because like I love a full glam and I'm just not going to be for you. We wouldn't be compatible. But like, I don't have to be your preference.
However, do you think you would know right away if a guy was wearing makeup?
I would know for sure.
I think I would too, especially because I feel like as guys are getting more into makeup, they don't have the history with it that a lot of women have. So they're not quite as good at it.
But maybe that's why they want the makeover or to learn something. Maybe I'm opening up a whole new demo here that I should be leaning into.
Like if Patrick Ta did a guy's makeup, I mean, he does his own makeup. You're not going to think that guy's wearing makeup.
And you know the makeup by Mario, those like perfector things like that, I feel like, could work on a guy because it looks like a wash of color, almost like a tan. Because like, what about that conversation? Dudes get spray tans and Botox. Is it really that different to like throw a little bronzer on? I don't know.
I love that you went with bronzer. I do feel like that's the one that guys are most comfortable with. The one that I've seen, I have been on a date with a guy. I think what they want is under eye circles, under eye concealer. It's also the hardest thing to apply.
It's the hardest thing to cover up because it's the most makeup-y looking. Even in the car today, I was looking at myself and I'm like, I've been doing this for God knows how long. My concealer looks like the wrong shade today.
Well, I went on a date with a guy. He clearly had under eye concealer. And I wasn't judging him for wearing the makeup. I was judging him as a girl would judge another girl for like, yo, you got to get your shade match on and you have to learn to pat, not rub. I wanted to give him a lesson.
You're like, sir, this would be a lot better if you had a beauty blender.
Oh, yeah. I think that might be it, too, because it's like they are okay with concealer, but they don't want to like then learn the tools and the tricks that we all have learned to make it look good.
The problem is, too, when you just apply concealer, it's like you usually need either like a little skin tint or a little bronzer or something to make it all blend, because otherwise it's like bare ass face concealer.
They probably didn't prime with some moisturizer.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
So I'm a live and let live, but I think it's okay to have your preferences just like guys have their preferences about women.
Do you have a preference, by the way, now that we're talking about it? Because like, would you be fine with someone you're dating wearing makeup if they wore it well?
I've honestly never thought about it. Like, I've genuinely never thought about it. I think if it was well done, it wasn't something that was stark. I agree with you. Like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's like my personal preference, but I think that at the same time, if it wasn't well done, I would feel the same way that you're saying, which is like, if we're going to do it, let's do it well.
Exactly. We're not hating the guy wearing the makeup. We're hating him not having skill and putting in the effort that we put in with our makeup.
Right. I think like, and maybe too, cream products, things that melt in.
Yeah.
Or like go full beat if that's your vibe. Like, I think again, just do whatever you want. There are a lot of men that will go out and say, and this shit actually really pisses me off. Guys that are like, I want a girl that doesn't wear makeup. And then they're like, okay, show me an example of that, of what you like. And then it's like a model and she's got Botox, filler, a spray tan, full beat. And I'm like, this is makeup. I don't know why you don't think this is makeup, but just so you know, this is full glam. This is glam. It's just done really well.
Yeah.
But this is makeup. It's not, they're never going to show a picture of someone that really doesn't have makeup on.
It is true. I think they just don't know. I think, yeah, they don't have the vocabulary yet, some guys. And this is changing, obviously, with this story. And we've seen it with the lines that are coming out. Like, guys are getting comfortable wearing makeup. But now that you're in the world, gentlemen, learn what the world's about. That's kind of my
vibe. Do it right. And I mean, even when I worked at Nordstrom, pre my career, when I worked at Nordstrom, I started my beauty career there. And you even used to have to ask people, they'd say, I want a nude lip. You're like, okay, can you show me an example of what you're talking about? Because some people think full-blown dark mauve is nude. Some people think really true nude is nude. Some people think brown is nude. So it's also clarifying what your goal is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, hairstylists and hair colorists always say, bring a picture. But even with makeup, if I said pink to you, it could mean a million things.
Exactly. Or blonde hair. It's like, I want a butter blonde. And then all of a sudden you're like really warm because butter is warm. And they're like, no, like I wanted this. And you're like, that's icy. Like, that's not butter.
Oh, see, yeah, to me, that's like a champagne versus butter. Champagne is cool in my world and butter is warm.
Yes, exactly.
Good. We're in agreement here.
Yeah, we're in sync.
We're in sync. Well, let's see. I don't know if the makeovers for blind dates will take off here in the States, but I would not put it past. We'll see what happens with that. Okay, moving on. Have you ever done a cold plunge?
So I was just having a conversation with someone about this today. These topics are obviously all very relevant, but like they're specifically relevant to me today for some reason.
Maybe we just knew. Yeah.
You just knew. I've been really into dry brushing, but I haven't cold plunged. I have major circulation issues. And so I'm a little bit scared. I don't know if it's going to make it better or worse, but I really do want to try it soon because I've been hearing the best things.
Yeah. So it's obviously on the rise. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I just worked on this like trend prediction project, and Spate was using search terms to find out what's going to be big in 2024. And apparently the search term cold plunge is already up like 20% from last year. And they're predicting will be up like 35%, which whatever, for people who don't follow search term percentages, that's like a pretty big increase. And you know, there's like Wim Hof and all the cold plunge method that the athletes do. So this is funny you say this because I have Raynaud's, which is this most random like circulatory.
Same.
Oh, you do?
Yes. That's what I was saying. I have a terrible circulation.
Me too. To the point that like people are call me, my one friend calls me corpse hands.
No, same. So have you done it?
Yes. It's going to be Courtney and Jen's medical complaint show.
Whip it out because we deserve it. Yeah. Have you tried it? Does it help?
So I did a cold plunge. And I thought the same thing as you. This is going to be horrible because I'm going to feel pain for the rest of the day. I am telling you, the endorphins and the serotonin that is released during this plunge makes up for It's not even a feeling of cold. When you get out, you feel like super high, like you just went on a roller coaster.
That's crazy. How long did you stay in there for?
45 seconds.
Every single second would feel like you're dying. Like, I think 45 seconds would feel like 45 minutes when it's that cold. Does it?
You would think that because I hate being cold, but for the first 2 seconds, it's horrible. And then all of a sudden, your brain just goes to another place. I don't do hard drugs. I imagine this is what being on drugs feels like. You just, like a weird calmness and energy at the same time comes over you.
Is it your body giving up or is it like serenity?
Death is near. Just,
yeah. Just close your eyes. Give up.
I would not say it's a near-death experience, but then you get out and you're numb so you don't feel cold, but then to just get this serotonin boost. I feel like you would love it.
Okay, I'm excited. But here's the thing about me. If there's one thing about me, it's that I am an all-in person. So when you say, like, you need to try a cold plunge, it's like, I'm going to be making a call in an hour. I need someone to come install a cold plunge in my house. Like, I'm doing it 5 days a week. I'm in or I'm out.
You have an addictive personality. I feel like there's worse things to get addicted to than a cold plunge pool.
I think that's why I don't do any drugs. Because here's the thing. Side note on this. I've always thought there's one of three outcomes. One, I hate it and I regret it. Two, I love it and I want to do more of it. Or three, something really, really tragic and bad happens. So like, which one of those is a good outcome? It's always been so easy for me to just... I was a kid of the dare generation. Like, just say no.
Exactly.
Exactly. It was never even tempting for me. So I'm like, logically speaking, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, now I'm nervous that I put the cold plunge thing in your head. What if it becomes like, what if you just turn into like
my new hyperfixation? I'm just cold plunging all day.
You get your business partners. You're like, okay, so I've got a fourth business idea. Now we're going to open the cold plunge pools by Courtney.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys, I'm actually taking this whole meeting from the cold plunge.
I don't know if you'd be able to handle a meeting from the cold, because you are like... It's shocking.
No, it's not. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that would be terrible. I take my meetings most when I can take my meetings on the higher dose hemp mat.
Oh, do you have camera on for these?
Yeah, it's I'm sitting there. Like, you just put it in your chair like this and it goes behind you. It's like this crystal mat that you sit on.
Oh, not the one with the higher dose where you lay under with the red.
No, that's the sauna blanket.
Oh, what does this do?
It does whatever you need it to do, basically. I actually had the co-founder of Higher Dose, Lauren, on my podcast.
Yeah,
we went into like all the details about it. It was a really good episode. She talks about biohacking, all the things, but that's when I started dry brushing recently. I'm obsessed with it, but it's the same thing. Like, it can energize you or calm you down, helps with anxiety, sore muscles. I love it so much that I had to move it into a room because it's so relaxing and calming for me. It grounds you. So when I sit on it, I don't want to get up. So I moved it into my couch room. So I only use it when the workday is done.
Like, because if it's in the corner of your eye, you're going to be like, I want to go over
I'm going to take all my meetings from it. But the meeting at least gives me like a set time. I'm like, all right, I got 45 minutes on this and then I got to get up. But it really grounds you. I think though, that's just my body's like in desperate need of grounding, probably.
I feel like the cold plunge would do the opposite. So maybe now you'll just go between the cold plunge and then the higher dose. Is it called a mat? What do you call it?
It's a mat. It's like a pimp mat. Do you dry brush?
Dry brushing was one of those things that I wanted to not believe was going to do anything and completely is amazing.
It's amazing. I just started doing it and I went on my TikTok earlier and I was like, why did no one tell me I needed to be doing this? And some of the comments were hilarious. People were responding like, you're the person that's supposed to know all these, like, we're looking to you.
You're
like,
you supposed tell to tell us.
And I'm like, all right, I got you. Like, I'm caught up now, but a million reasons. Circulation. I feel like it invigorates you. It's like you have a cup of coffee when you do it. It immediately makes you feel better. Like, exfoliation, apparently it helps with cellulite. So fingers crossed there. But I mean, it's what's not to like, honestly.
Do you know to always make the motions go towards your heart when you're dry brushing?
I heard that today.
Okay, you got the spiel.
I got the spiel, but I mean, I love it. Like, it really does make such a huge difference. And it's immediate. It's concept. I feel like the same concept as cold plunge, where it's like right away you feel it and you feel invigorated. And I love stuff like that.
Yeah, it feels good right away. I do it before the shower. And then this is going to be weird. Now it's just Courtney and Jen sharing. After the shower, you ever get like you take a shower and you wash and whatever, and then you're rubbing off with the towel and like little balls of skin are still coming up. You're like, is my leg still exfoliating? I just exfoliated. Yeah. I just did all this. And there's still these weird little like sloughing skin. when you dry brush before the shower, that never happens. It exfoliates a million times better than any of the scrubs in the shower. You know what I mean? Like the dry exfoliation, I think, is the key.
Which one do you use? Do you have a specific one that you like?
It's an Earth Therapeutics dry body brush.
Okay. Mine's a higher dose one and it has copper, which apparently is really good for you too.
And also antimicrobial so that it wouldn't get gross if there was like dead skin in there. Sorry to make it nerdy in Science Corner.
No, I love it.
Well, that's okay, because guess what? Next, we're going to the Science Corner. I think that you are secretly a Science Corner girly as well. Like, I feel like you appreciate a little bit of a reasoning behind things. I'm not sure if you're about to appreciate this, though. This French company called 15-1, they figured out a way to infuse a scent into any material, including plastic, so that you can make any packaging scratch and sniff. So at first I was like, okay, this makes sense for like a perfume or whatever. You could have the bottle smell like it so you know what it's going to smell like. Here is the first thing they decided to do, this company 15-1, with this technology. They made children's eyeglasses infused with a lavender scent, which is supposed to ward off lice. If you had the ability to make any material scented, is that where you would go with your first option?
100% no. I'm also not the biggest straight lavender girly. I like when lavender is mixed with things, but it reminds me too much of a spa all the time. I also think, like, right here by your nose, life is overwhelming enough as it is. I walk into a restaurant sometimes and it's like the synthetic fragrance is hitting you in the fucking face no matter where you go. I just feel like putting that around your eyes sounds like so irritating and overwhelming. It sounds too much to me. And the children, leave the children alone.
I know. And so my stepson has had lice. I'm sorry. I'm just bringing it up. It is like a parent's worst nightmare. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with it.
Not yet. Thank God.
Knock on wood. It is so invasive. There is no way in hell, I'm sorry, that a little lavender infused out of some plastic is going to keep those things at bay. Because once you've seen those things in a child's hair and had to comb them out, you know, no essential oil is going to help deal with this. You need to
bring. And it's also like, it's a full infestation at that point. Like, I'm moving. I would be tempted. Like, obviously I'm being dramatic, but I mean, my God,
kid's not patient zero. It's all fine. That's the goal. The minute there's like a lice outbreak and this happened with my
stepson.
Where does
patient zero get it?
I don't know, from a kid at another school, let's say, because no parent will ever say that their kid is the kid that brought it there, obviously. But the first thing I thought when I saw my stepson's head was like, please tell me he didn't go to school and he was the one that then, in fact, because I think he got it from a hotel, like a weird hotel. But like the whole goal here, if ever you have to deal with this, is just to make sure that she's not the first. And then you're fine.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep watching what this company does with this. It's just intriguing to me that they put it in eyeglasses first. And you're right. Around your eyes, around your nose, it's a lot of stimulation all at once.
I feel like what could kind of be cool would be in like a necklace. In something that you had that was longer, something where like it wasn't touching your skin, so maybe it didn't disrupt your hormones as much, but it was like in a place down here-ish where it was still emitting a scent, but it wasn't in your eyes.
That's so funny. Our first guest co-host in this whole thing was asking for trinkety beauty items. And I found her like scented jewelry that this woman makes that like, it's like a locket and inside are the little fragrance beads. And I was like, more people should be doing this. This is really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Not eyeglasses. Okay. Last news item I wanted to talk about was the big hair comeback, which media has jumped all over. But I think is inspired both by Miley Cyrus at the Grammys. Marc Jacobs did amazing bouffants at his fashion show just a couple weeks ago, but also just a lot of the girls doing a roller set on TikTok and YouTube. Like, a roller set is coming back. And that, to me, I'm wondering, I want to know what you think. Are we going to go back to like mall hair? Do you even remember mall hair? You're too young.
I think I remember like glamour shots hair. I might remember.
Okay,
mall hair.
So in the 1980s, though, it wasn't just like, it was the 60s, right? We all know the 60s bouffant. In the 80s, it was like just the bangs.
Oh, I'm
talking
yes.
Heavy metal hair with like a big perm.
It's
giving and bang.
Something about Mary.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
But there haven't been like full on trends in the last 20 years where like if you looked at people, you'd be like, okay, they're from the 2010s. People have all different hair now.
That's true, but I do think that there's like tons of 70s influence, like with all the layers, and I think there's been a lot of that as well. I think the roller look is really pretty and voluminous, but I also love, obviously, just like a slick back moment. I actually have an Amazon Heat styling tool situation. It looks like a round brush from Amazon that I have that I talk about all the time. You plug it in, heat it up. You can get that like a 90s blowout thing. 80s is scary for me. I think we steer more towards like a Cindy Crawford 90s blowout thing.
Okay, which is like a tamed down 80s mall hair. You're right. Does your heated brush tool, does it rotate or is it just you rotate?
Does it rotate? Okay. I rotate it. Yeah. It's not that fancy. It's just easy to use though. If you're not good at a blowout, I'm not the biggest Dyson girly. This is going to be a hot take. I love, love, love my Dyson hair dryer.
Yeah.
But my hair has too much texture to do the ear wrap thing. It doesn't smooth my hair enough. My hair doesn't want to be tamed really. So I need a little bit more heat.
You need a little more tension in your wrist to get the...
And smooth. It's like blowing air out of it, like sucking your hair on is making my hair frizzier, I think. So yeah. I actually prefer this because I can really get that roller. It takes less time than rollers. So I think if you can do the rollers, I know a lot of girls on TikTok do it and their hair looks beautiful. I love it. But I think for me, it's just faster and quicker to do like the blowout tool.
Do you get enough of a curl with the blowout tool that you're still getting?
Definitely.
The look that like kind of is in, you do.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I actually think it would be interesting to try both. Like half your hair blowout tool, half your hair rollers. And yeah. See if you could tell the difference.
I think they would look similar and then it would be like how it would hold too. Because do you ever find that it falls flat throughout the day or is that not an issue?
Holds for days for me.
Okay.
It's good.
Have you tried the Dyson? I think it's called the Air Straight.
I want it so bad. I don't have it yet, but I really want it. That looks like my dream straightening product.
So I got to try it and it's definitely for like a 2B and above girl, like somebody with a little bit coarser texture, coily hair, or even just wavy hair, because it creates the tension of pulling a brush through, but without the damage, if that makes sense.
I mean, that sounds amazing, right?
Yeah, you can't get as much of a round curl from it. It's more for smoothing coarse texture. So I feel like if you really want that big 70s, 80s look, you would have to first go through with that to smooth and then like do a curler. Or
do you
something
do that
like
on that. Totally dry hair?
You don't have to. That's the thing. It goes from wet to dry.
I mean, that's amazing. Like I would definitely do that.
I feel like that should be in your basket next time, maybe.
For sure.
One more question though, when you're getting this volume, any products you like to use with your little fun brush? Which name? Does it have a brand name? Are we going to know?
I can send you the link if you want to put it in the description or something.
I'll put it in the show notes for people because now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's just like a random thing on Amazon that I found, but I love it. It's like $50. It's so good. I like the Color Wow smoothing, the like stuff that you spray after the shower, the Color Wow spray. I feel like it's supposed to be waterproof and all the things, so that really helps with frizz. I have a lot of natural texture and volume. So I'm not someone that needs extra volume. I need the smoothing and the staying in place. So I go for like a hair oil, the Shiseido, however you say that brand, and then the Color Wow spray to do like a heat protectant.
Wait, Shiseido hair product or Shuimura? Maybe you're thinking
Oh, it's a Shuimura.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of the sunscreen that I love, the stick. No, you're right. Shuimura, that oil I like. And then I do that Color Wow spray. I also feel like it helps to detangle my hair a little bit too.
Oh, this is good to know. I'm going to try those. I got us totally off topic. What was even the news that I was sharing? Oh, yeah. Big hair is making a comeback. So there you go. That was fun. Let's go raise some wands.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an and Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin Supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. We've sort of raised a wand to a bunch of products throughout, but this is the portion of the podcast where we raise our mascara wand to products we love. Our guest last week, she wanted an invisible mineral sunscreen, so we have some help for her.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Salika. I'm an aesthetic nurse injector. I've been injecting for 16 years, and I heard your podcast today, and you wanted to know about a mineral sunscreen that is good for all skin types. Well, I am a brown bunny myself, and the one that I recommend to brown, black, as well as my Caucasian beauties is the Elastin Hydro Tint Pro Mineral Sunscreen. It is amazing. You can add it to your foundation if you want a little bit more color or to make the color a little bit more even for your skin, but it is tinted. Once again, it's the Elastin Hydro Tint Pro Mineral Sunscreen. It has an SPF of 36, and I love it for everyone.
Okay, so now Courtney's here, and I'm curious, Courtney, before I ask you what you want to raise a wand to, is there anything that the fam can help you with? We're very good at this. Like any product you're looking for, if we put it out there, the universe will return.
Okay, I'm incredibly excited about this. I need the best body exfoliator. Summer's coming up. I want my skin to be soft. It can be feeling dry and crusty. The best body exfoliator, and then maybe we'll sandwich it with what are you moisturizing with afterwards?
I have some follow-up questions. Are we doing an in-shower? Are we doing like a sugar, an oil, or do we want like a salicylic chemical exfoliator? Like what's the experience you want?
I'm thinking sugar.
Okay. You want it in the shower to feel nice and grainy?
Yes. I want it in the shower. I want it to feel grainy. If I'm like wearing a tan, I want it to exfoliate that. If I'm not, I just want to slough that dead skin away after I'm done dry brushing. I just need something that's going to make everything look like really even and give my skin that same like glowy situation that I feel like my face is serving lately. My skin is not caught up. My body skin is not caught up, and it's a travesty.
Okay, we need to fix that.
All right. Help a girl out, please.
Help a girl out. Call 646-481-8182 if you have an exfoliator to get Courtney's body to match her face. Or email us at info@fatmascara.com. What are you worried about? You're going to get so many good responses.
I'm really excited. I need like the combo because I feel like it matters. You almost can't give a rec for one without the other, right? Give me the exfoliator and the lotion.
A lot of the sugar scrubs that I like then have an oil residue, and then it screws you up because your skin's like a, which could be good, but then the moisturizer doesn't penetrate because you just put a bunch of this post-shower oils on your skin. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if we can help you with that. And now it's time to raise our wands. So I can't just do one when I have a fun new guest that I'm trying to learn about. So I wanted to ask you for a couple things. So first up, raise a wand. I've seen you light candles quite a bit while you're giving us relationship advice usually, which I love. I'm like, she's manifesting for all of us. What's your favorite candle? What are you burning right now?
I love, it's called Big Ass Candles. I went online. I like scoured the website. I ordered like 5 of them. They're exactly what they sound like, big ass candles. And I feel like they're just a moment. Like I have one in the entryway of my house. And when people come over, it's so nice just to light the one.
Well, Jess and I call them a door stopper.
It has BDE, honestly.
I don't know why this made me think of this. How many wicks does it have?
I think it's a 3-4 wick.
Okay, it's 4 wicks, not one big wick.
And you have to burn, every inch is an hour. Okay, like every inch in diameter is an hour out. So like if you have, your candle is 6 inches, you have to have 6 hours to burn that. If your candle's 3 inches, you have to have 3 hours to burn that. Otherwise, you're going to fuck your candle up.
Because you'll get tunneling.
You get the dip. Yes, you get the dip in the middle because you burned it for an hour and it needed 3 and it's never going to catch up. So don't do
Wait,
that to your candle.
I've never heard the inch thing and this is genius. So you're telling me... I have a candle here that was 1.5 inches, like a votive.
1.5 hours. That's how long you have to have that on the first time.
Yes. Because the first time I burn it, I want to get the melt all the way to the edges. If you don't, you're screwed. The rest of the candle is a mess.
We all know this. Can never catch up because you're burning from the middle.
So these big ass candles, like what's our diameter on that? Like how many hours?
It's a lot.
You got to go like half a day the first time.
It's a full day commitment. But who doesn't want their house smelling good for half a day, you know?
Yeah, no. If I'm home, I'm going to burn the big-ass candle. Is there a particular scent you've been vibing on?
There's some, like, coconutty one I like, but honestly, I purchased most of them in the winter. They're still lasting, like, around the holidays. So I need to get back on and maybe do, like, a spring haul, see what they have that's new.
Yeah, we're getting into the season change with the candles,
coconutty,
so I hear you.
Vanilla. I like something sweet, but not, like, birthday cake make-you-puke sweet, but, like, something that's... got like a little bit of that sweetness.
A sophisticated gourmand.
With dibs, you know, it's vanilla. And just, I like that vanilla. And by the way, when it comes to men and relationships, men are genetically disposed to enjoy the scent of vanilla. So that's why we put the vanilla in the dibs.
Wait, this is so funny because I just wrote a story about this and it is because vanillin, the molecule, is in breast milk. And you didn't want to say it, but I know you know it.
Well, it's your science corner.
Wait, that is why you put it in there? I feel like we've had some themes come out over the course of this podcast. There's big ass theme, hair, candles, etc. Men and how we feel about beauty.
There is not many things that I do that don't have multiple layers and meanings. And maybe I don't always talk about it, or maybe I don't always say it, but most things, whether it's the name, the date, like we launched dibs on my dad's birthday, my dad passed away 5 years ago. Everything is very layered that I do. I like to be extremely intentional with things. It's not meant to be this like outward marketing thing. It's like a personal internal thing for me. So most everything has like a rhyme and a reason or 5. And that's one of them for the vanilla.
And or more will reveal themselves as you go. Like then you went on that podcast with that girl, Jen, and we started talking about it and it related back. And now you're starting a cold plunge company. Who knows?
Exactly. You never know. We could do it together.
Exactly. Okay. So we got your candle, what you're burning. What about fragrance? I know you have strong thoughts.
Okay, so I've actually been in a fragrance rut lately. I have an embarrassing amount of fragrances, and none of them were feeling good to me. Like, I wasn't excited by any of them. And then when I was in New York, actually, when I saw you last week, I fell completely in love with something that I'm sorry is expensive. But you know the brand that does Baccarat? It's a fancy name.
Francis Kirk Dijon. Yes, the perfumer.
I fell in love with, it's like gentle...
fluidity.
I'm going to say it's... fluidity one, that one, the purplish one, the gold, it smells amazing. Do you like that one?
I love it. Also, he can do no wrong. What an artist.
I mean, it is truly amazing. And the man that worked at the counter was so sweet and so knowledgeable at Bergdorf's. Shout out to him. It was so good. Like the experience was good. This is why I love luxury. This is a tangent and I might get hate for this, but when it comes to luxury, like you want the experience, you want the person that's extremely knowledgeable and that helps you find exactly what you need and you get a water and then it's like this, it's a whole thing. I feel like there's this new wave of people wanting things just to want them when it comes to like a Kelly bag, which by the way, they're gorgeous. If I could afford one, like I'm sure like I would probably have one, but they almost like shit on you to make you want the bag. It's almost this thing. It's like, no one can get it. We'll call you in 3 weeks. Like you're not good enough. I'm so sorry. You can't
not
have
almost.
It.
That is exactly.
That's
how...
not luxury though. Like, I'm so confused by this process.
That's
like,
rarity, right? Yeah.
Right. But like, isn't the point for it to be this amazing experience? I don't know.
Chicken or egg, if everybody could have that amazing experience, would it feel as luxurious is what I think that Hermes people
would say. But I think there's a bifurcation between like the price tag on it and the experience of it. Like just having something cost a lot of money is different than treating, like if it cost you a car to get a bag, you think that like hopefully you go in and it would be this really lovely, amazing experience. It's the combination of the two that like freaked me out. I'm like, I'm going to go in there. There's no music. I'm like looking around. Like I'm so, feel so out of place. I'm like, oh, I'll take a bracelet.
Wait, there's no music in the Hermes store?
No. And at least not the one in Austin. And shout out. So actually my aunt ran the Hermes store in New York. She's opened the Hermes store in New York. So my aunt was the most incredible, Michelle Atia. She's the most incredible woman. She was this like really unbelievable, amazing woman in business and fashion, and she headed up all of Angela Cummings, one of the four lead designers at Tiffany's for years. And then she opened the Hermes store in New York. She's wonderful. She passed away a couple of months ago. I looked up to her so much; like she was truly incredible. And so, if I feel like part of it is like it's in my blood to like it, but I feel like there's just this new wave of you can't get it, and also you're not welcome here. It's just a weird vibe for me. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't like that. I don't think, is it your Aunt Michelle? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Michelle.
I don't think she'd like it either, right?
No, I don't think she'd like it. You should look her up after this. She's amazing. Michelle Atea.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for your loss, but you have to spread the love of attainable luxury and approachable and making it enjoyable in her honor.
I like the combination of it, though. Like, I was in Bergdorf's. I bought a Chanel last week, and it was a lovely experience. But the one in Austin, there's a Neiman's in Austin with the Chanel, and they make you enter a raffle. They're like, do you like this bag? And you're like, yes, I do. And they're like, great. 10 other people want this. If you enter the raffle, you might have a chance. I'm like, I might have a chance to spend this.
First of all, the word raffle is the least luxurious word that you've ever said.
Yeah.
Way to take all of the luxury out of it. Now I'm like at the chicken dinner potluck trying to raise money for the school.
And now I don't want it. So all I'm saying is I love luxury as much as the next bitch. But all I'm saying is like, make it a luxury. I want the luxurious experience. I want the big ass candle, you know?
Yeah. Loud luxury for Courtney.
Not necessarily like with the logos, but more like I want to be...
You know, you want to be catered to. That is the part of the experience isn't just the price tag.
Like, I want the water.
Yeah. No, I want... Or a champagne or whatever. Like, come, right. Let me sit down and look at the bag.
Would you buy the Chanel bag and the lottery?
No, I don't. No, definitely not.
I boycott it just for that reason.
I don't like waiting in lines. I don't like wanting what other people have. The minute you tell me that there's a group that wants it, I'm contrarian. I'm like, forget it. I hate it.
Exactly.
That would not work for me. But I'm excited that you got a Francis Kirk Dijon fragrance that you love because they are beautiful. Gorgeous.
That is art as well.
It absolutely is. And it's nice to have a good person as your salesperson to like take you through, almost like you're shopping for a wine or at a restaurant. Like, you know, you can experience it. So I totally get that. I was going to raise a wand to also a really expensive perfume, but now I'll switch to my other thing. Okay, so I did have a plus $200 perfume, but I'm going to save that for another week because I'm a high-low person. So I'm going to go instead with, do you shop at Costco, perchance?
I have shopped at Costco. I don't personally have a membership. I sometimes go with Liz, my mom, but I don't have my own membership.
My husband forced us to get one this year. I was against it from the start. This, please see me on luxury and like not wanting to go where everybody else goes and whatever, and just waiting in lines. The Costco in Brooklyn is a shit show. However, he forced me to get a membership. And wow, they have a boba tea kit that's called the J-Way Boba Tea Kit. And I would like to raise a wand to it. It's delightful. What are your thoughts? What, you like boba or no?
I love boba. It's a running joke between Jeff, my co-founder, and I love boba. Like, I get it 3 times a week, minimum.
Oh, actually, when I had breakfast with you, you were like, as you guys were leaving, we had just had a coffee or whatever, and you're like, no, we're going to get boba now.
It's my simple pleasure in life. I've done it ever since college. I was a broke-ass college kid. I had no money, and you bet your ass I was dropping $6 on a boba every day just because, like, it made me a better person.
Well, you know what else will make you a better person? The Costco J-Way Boba Tea Kit, because you get, like, 20 boba drinks for, like, $16.
How do you do it?
You mix with hot water and they have the little gelatin balls. What are they made of? Tapioca, I think.
Tapioca.
So each of the four flavors has its own set of things. I don't know. I get my husband to do it. Whatever. I'm not going to get, don't make me go into the details because I'm going to mess it up because he's the one that always makes it. But the passion fruit pineapple one, I'm not a milk boba. I like the regular tea boba. It is so good. All right. Tell Liz, your mom, tell her to bring you back the boba kit. Plus, I got it because I was going to make it for my stepson because he loves, like, it was like a craft. And then I kind of stole it and had it all for myself. So you could do it with your daughter too. It would be fun.
I'm very, very into that. We got a sushi making kit recently as well. I'm very into making things at home right now. It's a fun experience. She loves sushi.
Yeah, so does my stepson. We should get, how old is your daughter?
6. What about your stepson?
He's 9. So we have to wait a little bit before they meet if it's going to be a meet cute. But they'll have boba and sushi and it'll be great.
Oh, they're going to love it. She steals mine.
I love that. He lives in Berlin, so it might not be good if we wanted them to date later on, but we'll see.
I'm envisioning it for sure.
It'll be cross-continental. This was so much fun. It was so good to catch up with you. You're the best. Thank you for coming on Fat Mascara.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.